Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We're going to Castle Island in County Kerry, where Paul Byrne, Southern correspondent of Virgin Media News and occasional presenter of this very programme, is standing by to take the story up. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
I understand that the cold case team have actually taken over Castle Island Garda Station at this point.
That's right. They arrived in Castle Island yesterday afternoon, and serving members in Castle Island were deployed to other Garda stations. News filtered through that something was unfolding, and members of the media started to make phone calls, and you know, little bits of information were emerging, and it was coming through that, you know, there had been a breakthrough in the investigation into the murder of baby John. But as investigations go, this has been one of the most closely guarded secret, and it's like getting blood out of a turnip. I mean, there's a wall, a veil of silence around Castle Island and other Garda stations. Since 2018, you've had the cold case review team examining the investigation, and they arrived into Castle Island yesterday, having dotted all of the I's, crossed all of the T's, and they were ready to make a move. And they did so just before, around 6 o'clock yesterday evening, two people were arrested, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s. Now, my understanding from sources close to the investigation is that both were arrested at the same location. They were known to one another back in 1984, and they were still known to each other. They've remained in contact with one another throughout that time.
Last night, the Gardaí were only saying arrested in the south of the country, but it's almost certain now it was Kerry, correct, Paul?
They were arrested at a location in Kerry for operational reasons. They're not disclosing the exact location. My understanding is I have learned of a location where they were arrested, but I won't be disclosing that information.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Now, DNA has played a massive part here, Paul.
DNA, you said, is it?
DNA, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in 2018, the cold case review team was established. On that day, Superintendent Flor Murphy, who's based in Killarney, they apologised to Joanna Hayes for basically what was, at the time, in 1984, a botched investigation. Joanna Hayes subsequently received, I think, in excess of €2 million in compensation, as did members of her family. But in 2018, the cold case review team, they appealed for people to come forward and give samples of DNA. And it was a very, very good move, because there were a number of persons of interest all along, but they couldn't make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul Byrne, PJ, volunteered a DNA sample, but Mr. and Mrs. X, who were persons of interest, didn't. And, you know, again, all attention focused. So they were narrowing it down bit by bit. Then last September, baby John's body was exhumed from Holy Cross Cemetery in Carhartt-Iveagh, and DNA samples were taken. And they were cross-matched with all of the samples taken, and there wasn't a match. But yesterday evening, then, Gardaí swooped, because they now believed at that stage they knew who Baby John's mother and Baby John's father were. Again, as well as the DNA, snippets of information were coming through to guards since 2018. Mm. Because with the passage of time, a lot of people, they were carrying what Gardaí said at the time, you know, that someone knew who Baby John's mother was, somebody knew who Baby John's father was, and that the superintendent said at the time, people have been carrying a lot of pain and hurt, and that Baby John deserves justice. So my understanding is that all of this little, these snippets of intelligence that were coming together were being collated, and, you know, everything was, a picture was being formed, intelligence was being put together, but the crucial thing in this is DNA. And last night, when the man and woman were arrested and taken to separate Garda stations in Kerry, one is, the lady is in here in Castle Island, and the gentleman who's in his 60s, he's in Listowel Garda station. And as part of the course, DNA samples were taken from both of these people last evening. They were rushed under armed escort to the forensic lab in Dublin, and, you know, no time has been wasted. Mm-hmm. And this investigation today, and since last night, this isn't a trawling exercise since last evening. This is for the purpose of charge.
Paul, because they have, because Section 4, because they have until tonight, isn't it? They've got to do something before tonight.
They have, because they will do something. They've got 24 hours. Now, remember, when someone's arrested for 24 hours, he or she who's being detained can decide... excuse me, he or she can decide to take a break, and at that stage the clock will stop. If they want to continue questioning, the clock continues ticking. But I don't know whether there's been rest periods or anything. I understand that, you know, guards and were on scene all night with these people. So they have 24 hours, and at that stage the detectives must either charge or release the people in custody. But again, as I said, my understanding is that the arrests were for the purpose of charge, because of the nature of the case, I could not see either of these two people being released and walking back into their community, because of the nature of the investigation, the nature of the crime that was committed. Yeah. So my understanding is that there will be a charge at some stage tonight, or that they'll be appearing in court tomorrow.
Paul, as long as I know you, when you do this job, you always know more than you're able to tell me. I think that's the sense this morning. I think we will have a further major development, would you think, by tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah. As I said, I mean, the arrests were for the purpose of charge. So something will happen.
All right.
Within the next 12 hours.
Finally, we will find out, or hopefully find out, what happened to Baby John. I summarised the 1980s story and the way the Hayeses were treated, which was shameful, and then the tribunal, which was even more shameful. But that man, Flar, is it O'Sullivan? From
Flar Murphy.
Flar Murphy from Killarney. I remember him also saying in 2018, we must do justice for Baby John.
That's right. He said, Baby John deserves justice. Those were his words at the time of the press conference in Carhartt-Sivigne Garda Station at the time. And a guard said to me last night that they are now, you know, he wasn't involved in the original investigation, but a source said to me last night that, look, they've put the pieces together. It's been a very, very long road. It's been a great mystery, a major puzzle. They've got all the pieces. They've dotted their I's. They've crossed their T's. And they're making up for past mistakes.
All right. Listen, Paul, thank you very much for that. And if there are any developments throughout the course of the morning, I know we can come back to Paul Bourne, Southern correspondent with Virgin Media News, occasional presenter also of this very radio programme, live there outside Castle Island Garda Station, where this investigation is now centred. And as Paul said, and that's new information, these arrests are for the purpose of charge. So something will happen before the end of the day or into tomorrow. Under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act, they've got to do something. Guards have to make a decision on this by tonight or tomorrow. Paul, we'll stay in touch. My thoughts go instinctively this morning, instinctively, to Joanne Hayes and her family and the people of Ardfert. Good, kind, decent, ordinary people. And her family, good, kind, decent, ordinary country people who were put through hell in the 80s for something and over something with which they had no connection whatsoever. Wouldn't you love to know how Joanne feels this morning and how Joanne felt last night?
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.